Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board today. We always look forward to this dialogue and discussion with you each day on this broadcast. And we do so in inviting you to call in, join the discussion, join the dialogue. Love to hear from you each day. It's our joy and delight to have dialogue and discussion with you on the issue of the day. We're going to be talking about in a moment the war against God. The war against God. It seems like the whole world's in chaos. And in most cases, we look at that chaos and we see it's antithetical against the Word of God. So what is the answer? What are we to do? How are we to respond as Christians? We're going to be talking about that. We'll be looking at a variety of things, a variety of topics and titles and subjects that all together indicate the war against God. Before we get into the monologue, the dialogue and discussion, let me remind you, when we face issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the truth of the Word of God that has the weight in each issue that we deal with. It ought not to be on the basis of denominational dogma or some fantasy or ideological bent based on Washington. If you don't believe that's antithetical to the Scripture, just watch the kangaroo court that's taking place even now in Washington. We need to base our decisions and what we do and say on the authority of Scripture. What does the Bible say? It is the truth. It is the source book of truth. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31-32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus made a statement in John 14:6. He said, "I am truth. I am truth." So what is truth? Jesus made the declaratory statement in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." And the Scripture admonishes us in Zechariah 8:6, "Speak every man truth to his neighbor." We ought to seek out truth and not be fearful to confront the world with truth. Now, I understand and realize very clearly and firsthand that when you speak the truth, you're not going to make friends with everybody. In fact, George Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those that speak it." And we're finding that to be the truth today. If you doubt that, stand before someone and speak the truth about God's Word. What does God's Word say about sin and variety of sins? Discuss them. Confront them, and you'll find that you will separate the numbers that will embrace you and praise you very quickly, because we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, it's our responsibility, our obligation as Christians to be salt and light. And as salt and light, we're going to be a preservative in a decaying society, and we're going to be light in a darkened world. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries a full line of landscape lawn care equipment for the homeowner and for the professional. Tools for Time carries the hurricane preparedness equipment, including the full line of Honda generators, with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all your questions about backup power and for hurricanes and cleanup equipment for that very thing. Tools for Time, located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's located at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road, a benchmark location, the 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flying 24/7. Find the flag, the American flag. The base of that flag, you'll find Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, when we think about the war against God, perhaps you think about it in a little different light, but I think about it just as Henry Morris did, Dr. Henry Morris, back in the 60s or 70s. I've forgotten the date. It's an old volume called The War Against God. And, of course, at that time, he was dealing with the false theory of evolution. And those that are the promulgators of that false theory of evolution, literally, are battling against God. It's a war against God, against God's word. We're finding that today, ladies and gentlemen, without any question. Let me remind you also, you can dial 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call gets you right through to the studios and right to our microphones. We can entertain your question or comment. Love to have your dialogue and discussion today on this very vital issue. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had yet another tragic shooting, this time in Oklahoma, at an Oklahoma Walmart parking lot. Two men and a woman were killed. And police have concluded that the shooting stems from a domestic dispute, according to family members' input to the police department. We've said so many times, these shootings are not to be blamed on the guns, but on the person pulling the trigger. Here's the article. Oklahoma Walmart parking lot, shooting leaves two men and one woman dead. Two men and a woman were killed in a shooting outside the Walmart store in Oklahoma on Monday that appeared to stem from a domestic dispute, according to the officials and family members. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol told Fox affiliate the shooting happened just before 10 a.m. in the parking lot of the old Walmart in Duncan, Oklahoma, located roughly 75 miles south of the state capital in Oklahoma City. State capital of Oklahoma City. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that when we find these shootings, and I can say this not necessarily definitively, pretty authoritatively, that the majority of these so-called mass murders, these mass shootings, have taken place. In fact, I've had the privilege of researching and studying the last 40 of them, and the last 40 of them, all without exception, the shooter was on some type of psychotropic drugs. The shooter was not in a home where there was a father. The shooter was not in church, was not a professing Christian. The shooter was caught up and involved with the vile, vicious, vulgar, pornographic, deadly videos that's produced by Hollywood. And Hollywood is the first ones that scream when there's a mass shooting and say, let's ban the guns. Ladies and gentlemen, the fact is that these are taking place more and more frequently, and it's because we're getting further and further away from God. That's because there's a battle against God. There's a war against God. If God's word says don't, the mindset of society today is we're going to do it anyway. And ladies and gentlemen, let me remind us also, these shooters are kids, sometimes younger, 18 to 35-year-old age group, and yet America continues to legalize drugs. And most, if not all, of these shooters are on some type of drugs. And ladies and gentlemen, contrary to what the marijuana industry would tell you, it's no different than the tobacco industry for 50 years said that tobacco was not harmful until the recent few years we found out how deadly tobacco is and smoking products. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, today we continue to legalize marijuana. I call it pot. And we continue to legalize that in 33 states now. And it is a major, major, major issue when we find that taking place. And ladies and gentlemen, as I said a moment ago, most of these shooters are involved in the marijuana. Marijuana is the gateway drug to every other drug. We're concerned about the opioids, as it's called. We're spending hundreds of millions and yet billions of dollars on a national level to confront opioids. They kill an average of, 117 people a day in 2018. And yet we are continuing to legalize marijuana. It is something that I just simply cannot fathom, ladies and gentlemen. And yet somehow, some way, we think that the shootings are to be blamed on the guns. Here's an article that says government cannot solve the mass shootings. It's an exclusive article by Jesse Lee Peterson. And he places the blame where Democrats won't go, according to the article. And simply put, government cannot solve the mass shootings. So if government can, who can? If government cannot control it, cannot stem it, or tide the flow, who can? And I believe it's none other than God. And I believe it's as a result of having the war against God, the battle against God, turning from God in everything that we do, that somehow, some way, there's a mindset that we can continue to go the direction we're going and not have any response to it and not have any problems as a result of it. Ladies and gentlemen, the drug problem, and we're talking about now the war against God. The war against God. When we talk about the shootings, that's a war against God. When we talk about the drugs and the legalization of marijuana, that's a war against God. God's word is absolutely against anything that would harm the body and cause the mind to be out of control and do the things that are untoward for God. Here's an article that says, Colorado doctor sounds the alarm on marijuana legalization. You're finding a few that's willing to take a stand and talk about it publicly and talk about the fact that how we've been duped and deceived as a nation into believing that there's a utopian element in the marijuana and other drugs. This is dated September the 6th, 2019. Colorado's experiment with marijuana legalization has been an epic disaster, according to this one physician, according to the doctor seeing its effect on the front lines. Dr. Karen Randall, an emergency room physician certified in cannabis and cannabis science and medicine, said the legalization of marijuana has damaged rather than helped her little her home state. Dr. Randall, who spoke alongside former White House drug czar John Waters at the right-leaning Hudson Institute on Friday, said the public is being misled about the effects of recreational marijuana. Quote, I think the public needs to know that we're not okay, Randall said. The grand experiment is not going well at all. I don't think the public is hearing about this as they should be. Further in the article, it says, while the country has plowed ahead with marijuana legalization, less attention has been paid to the potential downside of the weed market. Randall said legalization has brought with it high-potency drug, dope. The average joint, that's a marijuana joint in Colorado, she says now contains 20 milligrams of THC, 10 times as much as was the average at Woodstock. Concentrated products, sometimes called shatter, can be up to 99% THC, end quote. Further, she says, my fellow physicians don't understand. They don't understand the potency that we're dealing with in Colorado at this point. The potency has dramatically increased. Randall has seen a marked increase in medical problems. At the emergency room she worked at in Pueblo, Colorado, she's experienced increased admissions for cannabis-related nausea and cardiac arrest. Dr. Randall is likely not alone. One recent study found threefold increase in marijuana-related admissions in the aftermath of its legalization in state after state after state. And I could go further, ladies and gentlemen, but suffice it to say, there's some that are speaking out about this difficulty that is in reality a war against God. It's a battle against good by the forces of evil. And ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Robert Jeffers was probably right on target when he made the statement about the imaginary God. He said that he's the pastor of the First Baptist Church of Dallas. He accused the Democrats who speak of their faith as having an imaginary God. When they talk about God, they're not talking about the real God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who revealed himself in the Bible. These liberal Democrats are talking about the imaginary God they have created in their own minds, a God who loves abortion and hates Israel, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, the thing that Dr. Jeffers was saying in that elongated article, that the Democrats seem to relate to God, talk about God, and even with Nancy Pelosi, she's quoted 14 different times a, quote, verse that she says is in the Bible. Some have researched that and discovered there's no such verse anyplace in the Bible. But she wants to sound spiritual. She wants to sound godly. The whole Democratic Party, the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party, are wanting you to believe that somehow, some way, they are godly. And then when one of the Socialist Marxist Democrats dies, they then, at the funeral, talk about that he is dancing with the angels in heaven. Regardless of how wicked you are on earth, According to the Democrats, when you die, you go to heaven. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the war against God. That's found in these mass shootings. That's found in the increasing, alarmingly increasing number of states that are adopting laws, putting into place laws that absolutely antithetical to the Word of God, because the laws are legalizing things that are not, ought not to be legal any place in the world, but yet it is. And ladies and gentlemen, we find that as a result of the mindset that we don't have to obey the Word of God. We don't have to listen to God's Word. Don't you tell me how to act in the world. I'm going to carry out my life as I please. I'm going to do as I please. Don't need anybody telling me what to do or what to say. Ladies and gentlemen, we have banned God from our churches, I mean our schools. We banned God from the politics. We banned God from the public universities. And yet some way, somehow, we are to think that people should respect each other and wish to respect life. If you ban God, and if there's a war against God, then evolution is okay because God didn't create us. And if evolution is okay and God didn't create us, then we're simply monstrous beings that can do as we please. And yet somehow, some way, there's an alarm when there's a mass shooting. There's an alarm when drug-crazed shooters will shoot two, three, four, five, or dozens of people. We're alarmed when that takes place, and all of a sudden we want to ban guns, and it's not the gun's fault. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible warns us that in the last days, the days of the tribulation, and by the way, let me do a little caveat, the Christian will not be in the days of the tribulation. According to my Bible, we'll be raptured out. According to my Bible, we'll be with the Lord Jesus Christ. The rapture of the church will take place. It's the next thing on the calendar of God. Part of the rapture of the church is the 7 years of tribulation, the 7 years of ruin that the Bible speaks of. And during those days, ladies and gentlemen, the Antichrist will rule and reign. And when he does, he will rule and reign with an iron fist. And the Bible says, ladies and gentlemen, this man that is called the man of sin, the son of perdition, the wicked one, that is the beast, the dragon, the Antichrist, he hates God. He will hate God. And as a result of hating God, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 13, verse 4, 5, and 6, listen carefully, and I'll show you how this ties in with the broadcast today. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. That's 3.5 years. And he opened his mouth, and he blasphemed against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, when you study that, you understand that the word blaspheme means to curse. It means to curse. It means to degrade. It means to denigrate. It means to diss. It means to try to destroy. And so the coming Antichrist, ladies and gentlemen, will curse the person of God. He will curse the place of God. That's the church. He will curse the people of God. That's the believers. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we see taking place in society today, where there's an Antichrist mentality. Now, the Antichrist will come into the world after the rapture of the church. But today, according to 1 John, we find, ladies and gentlemen, that there's the spirit of Antichrist pervading in society today. It is this spirit of Antichrist that I call the war against God, or the battle against God. It is a world in total chaos. And ladies and gentlemen, when we turn our backs on God, we're living in a chaotic society, a chaotic world. That's what we're seeing today. If you look out and you watch the news, if you hear the news, if you see those things that are taking place in society, you ask the question, what's happened? It seemed like the whole world's gone crazy. I don't know if you've ever thought that or analyzed it on that basis or not, but it seemed like the whole world's gone crazy. So what we're witnessing today, ladies and gentlemen, is what I call the foreshadowing of the frontal attack, the frontal war, the absolute open in-your-face war against God that the world will see during the days of the tribulation. Ladies and gentlemen, today we see the attack against God, the battle against God, the war against God, and the war against His church across America as we see it today. Across America today, Christians and their faith are being absolutely attacked in schools and professional offices, in the government, and even in religious denominations today. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is under attack. It's being the church and Christians are being persecuted and prosecuted at an alarming rate. In fact, time will not allow on this broadcast to even touch the hem of the garment, as it's called, on those issues that I could elaborate on where Christians and the churches are being persecuted and prosecuted. Christian businesses, Christian leaders, and Christians in our schools are being persecuted and prosecuted. Christians are being prosecuted and persecuted because of their faith in Jesus Christ. Even in religious denominations today, ladies and gentlemen, Christian bakers are persecuted and prosecuted because they refuse to bake a cake for a sodomite wedding. Christian florists are being persecuted and prosecuted because they stand on the Word of God and refuse to bend. Christian photographers are being persecuted and prosecuted because they refuse to do wedding photographs for a sodomite couple. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article. It says, abandon your beliefs or you'll be punished. And it's a Montana High School Christian Club under fire for biblical faith. Let me just read you a few lines from this massive article. Students at the Bozeman High School in Montana are protesting against a Christian club because they don't like the group's biblical beliefs about marriage and sexuality. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Let me read that again. Students at the Bozeman High School in Montana are protesting against a Christian club because they, that is those that are protesting, don't like the group's, that's the Christian club's, group's beliefs about marriage and sexuality. That's led to a crackdown, and the Christian group is essentially being told this, abandon your beliefs or forget about being an official school club. Earlier this year, four female students spoke out against the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, that FCA club, and their position on homosexual relationships. The girls argue that FCA's statement of faith goes against the Bozeman motto, which encourages acceptance, respect, and integrity. FCA's national statement of faith says, and I quote, God instituted marriage between one man and one woman as the foundation of the family and the basic structure of human society. For this reason, we believe that marriage is exclusively the union of one man and one woman, end quote. That's the motto, ladies and gentlemen, that's in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes Club standing. The mother of the two of the girls said that they are concerned, their concerns are centered around at-risk and vulnerable LGBTQ students. Also, the girls disagree with the FCA's pledge to abstain from sexual relations until marriage. Ladies and gentlemen, you see what is taking place just in this brief statement from this article is the war against God. It's the war against God's word. It's a war against the Bible and the church and the belief, Christians' belief. You'll be punished as a Christian in a public school if you're in a Christian club because of your stand and believing that, as in Genesis 1:27, God created male and female, created he, him, them. You are going to be against the Christian because the Christian stands on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. And that's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen, across our great nation today. We're seeing this on a multiplied level. In fact, here's an article that says, mayor funding indoctrination in a Florida city. That's right, here in the state of Florida. Dateline, November the 4th, 2019. Florida Family Association has sounded the alarm after learning that Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer, he's a Democrat, of course, has allocated $3,000 in taxpayer funds to finance six drag queen story hours at public libraries there. Quote, we think that this is outrageous, comments John Stenberger, head of the Cultural Action Organization. It borders on child abuse. The person who's reading these stories is a man dressed as a woman who's an adult entertainer who strips regularly at local gay nightclubs, end quote. Stenberger says nothing about that is education. In other words, these story times, drag queen story hours, nothing about education. Instead, it's a means of indoctrination of our little children into the transgender movement. Quote, the supposed legitimate purpose is teaching kids about diversity and inclusion. And I think it's about a thousand ways better than setting them before. There's a thousand ways better than setting them before a person who's suffering from gender dysphoria, and to have them read books, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the war against God, the battle against God. And we're watching this battle being played out in the sodomite movement. We're watching this battle being played out in the classrooms. We're watching this battle being played out, ladies and gentlemen, with the drag queen story hour. We're watching this battle against God being played out today with the LGBTQ agenda and the Planned Parenthood agenda. We're watching this battle being played out today with the shenanigans that's taking place in Washington. We're watching this battle take place today in every venue, in every area of life, whether it's in school or the professional realm or the classroom. It makes no difference what venue it's in. We're watching the battle against God. Now, they can call it other names. They can talk about what is taking place and give it other titles. They can talk about it being diversity. They can talk about it being inclusion or inclusiveness. In fact, what the sodomite lifestyle, the sodomite LGBTQ agenda is really after, they're after the church, the Christian. They're wanting to force the church, the Christian, the body of Christ, to embrace, not just to tolerate, but to embrace and to celebrate the sodomite lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching, as I said earlier, the foreshadowing of the day when the man of sin, the Antichrist, steps on the scene and will blaspheme God, curse God's people, curse God's church. And that's what we see taking place today. It's not being called that. And in every case, it's saying that somehow, some way, there needs to be a show of tolerance that we're not being shown supposedly today. But ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand, we're seeing these Christian florists and Christian photographers and Christian businessmen and Christian wedding planners and Christian bakers being persecuted and prosecuted. Yes, this is an open war against God and an open war against God's word and an open war against God's people. Because you see, God says sodomy is sin. God destroyed two cities for the sin of sodomy in Genesis chapter 19, verse 24 and 25. You find, ladies and gentlemen, that it's the only sin in the Bible. The only sin that God mentions in the Word of God, it's the only sin that's recorded in the Scripture, where God destroyed two cities and all the plains round about them as a result of the sin of sodomy. It's the only sin in the Scripture, ladies and gentlemen, where God says, according to Romans chapter 1, verse 24 through 32, that God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And a reprobate mind, ladies and gentlemen, that mind that is so desensitized, that mind that is so seared, as the conscience so seared, that they are simply going to live their life the way they please. And that's what we see taking place. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says, gunman opens fire on Bible study group outside Minnesota church. Weekly Bible study had just ended at the St. Paul Church Wednesday night when a gunman opened fire on the congregants milling about outside. The weekly Bible study had just ended when the gunman opened fire. Ray Vale Carter ducked for cover. Then a child's scream pierced in the darkness, this article says. They shot my dad. They shot my dad, the 8-year-old daughter cried. She sprinted toward her grandfather, who had a legal permit to carry a firearm. He shot into the darkness in self-defense. Moments later, police found Carter, 41, of Roseville, lying fatally wounded from a gunshot in the abdomen in the nearby backyard. The Bible lay near him. It's because the war against God, the hatred against God, the determination in the hearts of the wicked ones in society today to say, we're not going to allow God's word to go further. We're not going to allow God's church to continue. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that war against God. We're going to take about a 1-minute break at the top of the hour for the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. Be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.